Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This football team offensively look their best. I don't think it's been all that complicated. No, it's not just protect Patrick Mahomes, of course. I'm saying, in particular, they've been at their best when they do one of two things. One is simply get the ball up to DeAndre Hopkins. Now, statistically, he also just ended up with a really nice game. 4 catches for 90 yards, and they needed every bit of them in this game against the Raiders. But that doesn't account for a few of the passes they just threw up to him. And he was able to draw a penalty, and he's done that a couple times. He had the one drop, you know, and people joked like that. Okay, welcome to Kansas City moment, part of the wide receiver room. There was a drop. Yeah, I'm not worried about DeAndre Hopkins' hands. He's got some of the best hands in football.
He almost grabbed it one. He grabbed a one-handed ball like afterwards or whatever.
Not concerned one bit of any wide receiver with a drop pass. D-Hop would be very low on my list. I think when we talked about this, when he signed with the Chiefs or traded to the Chiefs, that over the last, 5 years or something, he's like, you know, top of the league, but in not having drops. So bottom of the league in drops, not worried about that. But my point is, I think they've looked their best when they're willing to just go up and let him make a play. They don't have many wide receivers recently that could go and do that. High point of football, utilize their size. D-Hop has shown that, and even when he doesn't catch it, they've been able to draw some defensive pass interference penalties. So that's one time where I think it's been pretty evident that you were able to have success on offense. The other thing, and I know this goes back to a larger point for any of us that have been Kansas City long enough under Andy Reid, I know they're never going to be run first, and they should never be run first. Not with Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying they need to be. But they've been at their best offensively when they have had a running game, and they've been willing to commit to it. In this particular game, early on, I know they didn't have any success running. Some of you listening might say, hey, but Gold, they were averaging like 2.3 yards per carry. That's why they abandoned the run. I hear you. And if it wasn't for, a 34-yard run from Isaiah Pacheco in his return, then the numbers are even more skewed. You know, even less skewed, I should say. Isaiah Pacheco, 7 carries, 44 yards. Yeah, it's a 6.3 yard per carry average. That's obviously, if you watch the game, you know that box score is misleading. He had the one 34-yard run. Kareem Hunt, 7 carries for 15 yards, 2.1 yard per carry average. They didn't have a lot of success running. I think at times, though, the Bucs game is the example I will use. At times, just because they didn't have success in the first half does not mean they should abandon it. And at halftime of this game, what do they have? 7 carries? Something like that? Go back to the Bucs game where in the first half they had like 8 or 9 carries. In the second half, Kareem Hunt was able to run all over the Bucs, and it's a big reason why they ended up winning that football game. I think they abandoned it still too much. And at some point, when they play their best, it allows them to have more success in the passing game when they're running the football. And I don't know if this was just in this game, hey, they're trying to ease Pacheco in. You know, Isaiah Pacheco got introduced as a co-starter with Kareem Hunt, and the crowd was great welcoming Pacheco back from his injury. Kareem Hunt got the first, 2 carries of the game, and then I think Pacheco worked his way in. And I don't know if that's going to be the split going forward. As time goes on, I still think Pacheco is the better running back, despite how good of a job Kareem Hunt has done. Yep. Pacheco's the better back, but are they going to, you know, go? I mean, it was really 50-50 carries. 7 carries, 7 carries. Is that what it's going to be? Or are we going to see eventually Pacheco get, you know, let's call it 15 carries and Kareem Hunt gets 5 or something? I would think eventually it's going to spread itself out, although they want to keep both these guys fresh for the postseason. But I thought they left something on the table in terms of the running game. I understand that the Raiders had some success stopping it in the first half. I just think sometimes they abandoned it. In a 19-17 game with the left tackle issues, I don't think Patrick Mahomes should be throwing it 46 times. I just don't. And that's exactly what happened. He was 26 of 46 for 306 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I agree with you because of the, I think this is a good point. The left tackle reasoning is it gives them, not that it enters, you want Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball, but it also enters the likelihood that Wanya Morris blows another block and Mahomes is getting hit hard once again And obviously you want to be able to keep him healthy, but the way that we've seen them play too, just effectively, if they average 2 or 3 yards a carry, it gets them to 3rd and 4. They've been as good as anybody else, if not better than than everybody else in regards to third down. And the games look uglier at times, but the Chiefs have been in control for the most part. I think that was the big thing for Cody last week was the game was close, but the Chiefs were in control of that game.
The Panthers game. Yes. I thought on Friday though, in this game, the Chiefs got outplayed. I know you don't like to hear it because it's the Raiders and all hate the Raiders, but the Raiders outplayed the Chiefs. And ultimately, yes, all that matters is the Chiefs won. But the Raiders, I think, outplayed Kansas City in this game, and that's where people obviously were frustrated with the result, even though it was a win to get them to 11-1.
It's one of the things that you look at the way that they run their offense, and again, this can be a Nagy thing, it can be whatever you want it to be. But to your point, they look better when they run the ball effectively, and it opens things up a little bit when they can run the ball well. And I think maybe getting Isaiah Pacheco back in it is going to just provide some more fresh life to that. Not that Kareem Hunt's wearing down necessarily, but he's been running the ball an awful. He's been running the ball as much as Derrick Henry has been.
I think he's wearing down. I mean, I think the reason why they were willing to give him the carries is because they knew Pacheco was coming back. Like if Pacheco was out for the entire season, I don't think we would have seen the workload that Kareem Hunt got. You know what I mean?
In terms of the last few games is what you're saying.
Since Kareem Hunt has been signed, he's carried, I think, the second or third most times in football. You mentioned Derrick Henry. That's been since he arrived, and thank goodness they've needed every bit of it from Kareem Hunt, and he's done a way better job than I think even the most optimistic person could have thought he was going to do for this team. I don't think he would have got the same amount of carries during that stretch, though, if they knew he had to be the guy the rest of the way. I think that allowed them to do it as well because they knew Pacheco was coming back. Remember, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has just been a healthy scratch. I get, healthy understanding physically the off the field mental stuff that he's been open about. And if anybody didn't watch the interview that he had a couple weeks ago, you should definitely check it out. And an easy guy to root for, but he's not really able to give them anything production wise right now. It looks like so. Yeah, I think they had to do that with Kareem Hunt.
I do think that it is interesting for that 3rd and 2 play. That they didn't, I get why they didn't run the ball necessarily, but them being able to, or them going to that play action deep ball, I didn't understand it where effectively, like you said, they haven't been good at that
on 3rd and 2.
Yeah, one, but also two, your offensive line, if you're doing a play action, there's, with the offensive line, the way that they've been playing, play action, more time for things to develop. If Xavier really hadn't been open enough or even gotten some separation, he might have not had time to throw or not felt comfortable throwing. What happens to that? Somebody mentioned, running screens. I think that's where Xavier really can be effective. I mean, he once again had a really solid game, even though they didn't get the deep ball connection. He's getting more and more in tune with this offense where not that it's like a run play, but in a way, like doing the jet sweep stuff, doing quick bubble screen, doing just, jailbreak screens or whatever the case is, get the ball out of Mahomes' hands where you don't have to worry about the offensive line at all. Really, because they shouldn't be giving up a sack in 1 second.
And whenever I bring up, in this case, I think they should run the ball more, or bring up, hey, their best offense, that of course is getting the ball to DeAndre Hopkins right now, I guess, other than Noah Gray, who continues to be really, really good for this football team. Where would they be without Noah Gray on offense right now? That's kind of a scary thing to think about. I also know whenever we bring this stuff up, though, that some of the things we're saying they either need to do more or that they're not doing, that goes back to how we started the show talking about the confidence that I do have come playoff time.
Yeah.
There's the balance of like, do I think they're holding everything back? No. Do I think there are certain elements they're willing to lean into more come playoff time? Absolutely. And I think that's the difference when we talk about this. Hey,